An extensive investigation by 7 days has exposed allegations of drug use and sexual misconduct by corrections officers at Chittenden Regional Correctional Facility, Vermont's prison for women. That misconduct includes sexual assault of inmates, harassment of female employees, and sexual relationships with women who've left the prison but are still under state supervision. This facility falls under the purview of the Human Services Secretary Mike Smith. Secretary Smith says he's deeply concerned by this report, and he spoke to VPR's Henry Epp earlier this afternoon. Here's their interview.
Secretary Smith, thanks for taking time to speak with me today. Those quoted in the 7 days story outline extensive systemic misconduct at the Chittenden Regional Correctional Facility. Did you know that misconduct was happening?
I did not. As you probably are aware, I've been on the job approximately 4 weeks, did not know about this this conduct. I will say this, and I want to be clear when I say this. If this is a system issue, then there will be system changes. If this is a personnel issue, then people will be held fully accountable. Obviously, when you have allegations of sexual misconduct or harassment or other totally unacceptable activities at the Chittenden Regional Correctional Facility, as outlined in the article from 7 days, it is of deep concern and troubling to me when I learn about something. I'm going to make sure this get to the bottom of what has been reported as this behavior. The governor has asked me to thoroughly investigate the situation and provide any recommendations. The Attorney General's office has reached out to me and offered resources that I may need as well in my sort of investigation of this. I have promised the governor that I would be back to him within a few weeks with recommendations. And as well as today, I will be sending out a letter to all the Agency of Human Services, because this behavior is not tolerated at the agency level at all. And send out a letter to all agency personnel saying that, you know, one of the things that was in the article was that the article raised fear of retribution for reporting these sort of allegations by both the offender under supervision and DOC employees. I'm going to make it very, very clear that retaliation of any kind of sources in this article or in any other circumstance will not be tolerated. That comes directly from the governor, and we'll be sending out a correspondence here shortly that will say no employee or inmate for that matter should ever feel they cannot report misconduct. Managers and supervisors in this agency have an absolute responsibility to hear and take appropriate action to address any allegations of staff misconduct.
Former corrections officers quoted in the 7 days article make the charge that this is a culture problem across the Department of Corrections, that people are not held accountable, and specifically that officers under investigation are allowed to resign to sweep problems under the rug. How do you respond to that?
We'll change the culture. If that's the culture, we'll change the culture. That's how I respond to that.
And you said you plan to investigate these allegations. If your investigation corroborates what 7 days has reported, that there is serious misconduct going on at the correctional facility, how do you plan to specifically at that facility address those issues?
If these are system issues, then we'll change the system. If these are personnel issues, then we will hold people fully accountable. Those are the things that I plan to do over the next couple of weeks.
Is the DOC currently able to hire enough people who are qualified to be in positions in correctional facilities? Does the department need to have higher standards for who can hold those jobs?
That is going to be one of the things that I look at in terms of recruitment, retention, also training of correctional officers. That is going to be one of the things I look at over the next couple of weeks.
And finally, does the Chittenden Regional Correctional Facility need to close?
You know, that's something that's been subject to various legislative debates. I think we need to look at that seriously. Obviously, you know, building a new facility is one of the things that's on the table. We're going to be looking at that as well as we move forward. As you know, the governor last year recommended a new facility. We're going to have to look at that possibility as we move forward.
Mike Smith is the Secretary of Human Services. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.